WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
Good morning, Mike. WSBT 754.
Morning, time out there, Charlie.
Yeah, I was just making a bunch of turns and get-offs and all that. Roads are a little snotty.
Are they? Well, by the time I got to go to work, they'll be cleared up.
No, they're not too bad. I mean, just wet, a little snotty here and there. It's passable.
Yep, copy that.
Yeah, it's crappy windshield season, that's for sure.
Yeah, I get that.
I mean, everybody's still running their usual 80, 85 mile an hour down the highway. It's nuts. It's crazy out here some days.
You know, what's funny about that, eventually, like, what, maybe 5 miles up the road, you'll see him in a ditch or in the median, crashed out.
Oh, Jesus Christ, here we go.
Yeah, that's, Charles Latimer doing that. Another one that WRZQ 607 set up.
Oh, wonderful. Another one. Oh, boy.
Yeah, and also, too, a licensed ham operator. Go figure.
He might have a license, but he's not an operator, that's for sure.
One that's true to form, anyway.
Just a beer with a ham ticket.
There's a lot of them out there.
All right, good morning, WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
Yeah, good morning. We got Charlie and I, and of course, Charles Latimer wasn't just in here playing his reveille.
Are you kidding me?
Not kidding you.
Morning, Tom Paul.
Good morning, Charlie. What's happening?
Oh, same thing as every day. Going to work. Not playing reveille on the radio.
Yeah, tough getting that Monday out of the way, wasn't it? Oh, my God. I do admit, I keep a pretty good schedule, but as I get a little older, I get sloppy with it over these four-day weekends, you know, so it's a little tough first day back. I'd just be looking to get past Wednesday, and then it becomes easier, you know, 2 days to the weekend. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir. And got one more Friday to go. That's next week. That's when I'm going to be sucking wind, dude. All these short weeks, then have to work five, really? Who the hell threw that up in there?
Yeah, and you'll be, I think you don't work any more Fridays, right? If I have it right? You're kind of done with the Fridays now?
Nope, I got one more next week, that's it. And then we're off Christmas Eve, and then I don't go back until the 5th. I was looking at the schedule. We're not going to be back until the 5th, so I've got a nice week and a half or so off.
Oh, that's good. All right, go ahead, Mike.
Well, anyway, how's the roads out there, Paul?
Well, I'm really just getting going, so, the main roads are no problem. And it was basically just a dusting, Mike, so it's pretty much all that fell overnight is a dusting.
Yeah, I hear some underlying mixing in there, but you're over the top of it.
Florida's looking better every day. Charlie, how much snow do you got by your place?
We got about the same, just the dusting. Enough to cover the windshield.
Yeah, there you go. So, the storm of the century.
I guess the Northeast, I was watching the news here, they're supposed to be getting hammered.
We've evaded the big snow to this point. You know what I mean? So, these nuisance snows, they're a big enough pain anyways. Charlie?
Yeah. You termed it right. It's just a nuisance snow. Oh, well. All right. Well, the kids are out here playing. It's close enough. I'm going to go in and make my coffee. See what today's chaos looks like. You guys have a great day. WSBT 754.
All right. See you, Charlie. Have a good morning. Glad to see you're being a productive citizen, paying your fair share of taxes. Not being a pimple on the ass of society. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, we could always end up being like that guy there.
They don't really have much of a signal to contend, Mike, so.
Anyway, yeah. Unfortunately, you know, that's what you got to deal with out here now, thanks to Whiskey Romeo, Zulu, Quebec, 607.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
Every now and then, too, you'll get a person out here asking, well, why these things are unlinked. I said, well, that all roads lead to him. You know, all fingers point to him. You know, ask him.
Yeah, and not wrongly, neither. Driving today a little bit.
Slow driving. Well, where I have to go, it should be okay.
Yeah, anytime you get the roads wet and a little bit of snow or whatever, you know. It definitely slows the pace of traffic up.
How do you get these people that, you know, drive 85 miles an hour, before you know it, they're wiped out. They got the roads all blocked up.
And that is for those who have a valid driver's license in the state of Michigan, of course.
Copy that.
They still got the satellite radio turned on from the holiday weekend. Imagine it will go off today, though.
Yeah, I think December 2nd is Yeah, it'd be today. That's the last day, or the third, for the the preview.
They used to do it every holiday, but I noticed they've been missing a few times, you know. They're not doing it as much as they were. They would do it around 4th of July. They would do it around Memorial Day, Labor Day, but I noticed they're not doing it quite as often.
Yeah, that was years ago. Now they don't, I think now they just do it like around Thanksgiving. And I think maybe Easter? No. Don't even do it then anymore. I think just around November. That's about it.
I just don't like their tactics. You know, they try to bake you into some super tremendous deal and keep your credit card on file. That way they can ring you a year later. You know, I don't like those tactics.
Yeah, well, in my case, I have lifetime, but right, for those who pay for a subscription, yeah, they can, at any time, you know, try to jack you on something.
WSHM 738.
I guess they got a new offer right now that it's only going to cost like $60 a year for a subscription now.
All right.
Yeah, something like that, like $60 a year for new subscribers.
Yeah, they always got some kind of angle. They just can't say, hey, look, we want $10 a month, we want $12. They just can't shoot straight.
And as far as lifetime goes, I don't even think they even offer that anymore.
Nope, probably not.
When I bought that, you know, they told me that because I own a vehicle with a factory receiver built in to the head unit on the car stereo, that, you can't transfer that. Well, then people took them to court on that. Then they had to offer it and release, you know, the account to any aftermarket if you choose to or switch to any newer vehicle you buy or lease, whatever.
And, you know, I've had cars with really nice options for satellite radio with the entertainment centers, right? So my Fusion Sport, you know, had the nice radio in it. And you could get the weather, and the weather map is pretty nice. And then this car has all of that. You know, live traffic, it had that, because all my cars have GPSs, you know what I mean? That's just the way I get them. I like having that, like, right there on the console, I mean, right on the dashboard. Nothing more convenient than that.
Yeah, Roger. Now, me, I still tend to use the old Rand McNally maps. I know that's, you know, we're going back, you know, at least, what, 4 decades?
Got one right in your hand called a cell phone. Not convenient to operate while you're driving, but it is there.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about one of those Michigan books with every county in it.
Yeah, I get it, but, you know, there's an easier way to do things, you know, the electronic way today. Technology at your fingertips. I'm familiar with the old maps, sure. I remember when AAA, you were going on a trip somewhere, like to to Kings Island back in the day, you could go to AAA and not only get the tickets at a discount, they would supply you these maps that they make up by putting them together in a little folder book called a trip kit.
Yep, I remember that quite well. And don't forget when they offered, cell service for their bag phones that they sold.
Yeah, they draw it all out for you on that map, and you can just keep turning page by page, you know. They'd route it all through for you, you know what I mean? And the maps would fold out to a greater detail map. That was AAA's thing back in the day. The technology has superseded it.
Oh yeah, for sure. Remember all that, you know, when I was younger. That's somebody with a personality complex.
Can you whittle it down under 100, please?
Well, somebody with a bridge card and a paycheck once a month.
Yeah. Idiot. Anyways.
Somebody that probably more or less, piggybacks off the taxpayer.
I think they said I could say this. We made it 7:45 p.m. Saturday night. That's all I want to really say about that at this point. You stuff that in your little pocket for information there. More to follow at a later date.
Don't know what that really means, but I'm guessing it is a subliminal message.
Oh, no, I'm referring to people that like to steal photos off other people's Facebook pages and morph them into an AI video. So, that's what I'm referring to.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. WRWB 49.
Roger, WSHM 738. So RT's getting a little more comfortable with his handheld and starting to play the bugle, eh? Just like he did on the other radio all those years. Getting more comfortable.
Yeah, Charlie and I were just having a normal conversation, and that's when he broke in with that. Whatever.
You can just buy more netting like they put on the playpens, that's all. All right, Mike, I'm getting out of airways. I'll catch you later. You have a good rest of your day. We'll talk to you later. WRWP9.
All right, we'll catch you later. This is WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by. WRUP 244, you got a copy. This is WRWB 49. Negative copy on WRUP 244. This is WRWB 49. We'll be standing by. Morning time out there, John, from WRWB 49.
Hey, what's going on, Mike? I'm kind of out of range of at this point. Noises over here by downtown Detroit. Can you get ahead of Detroit site?
Negatory. I can't reach that one from here for some reason. So, I'm grounded to either this one or Troy. Yeah, it's hard to pick you out as well. You could try Troy. If you want me to cue us while over there, we can.
Over to Detroit.
Copy on that. All right, we'll catch you later. WRWB 49. Yeah, standing by.
WRUZ 935 mobile. WRUZ 935 mobile.
WSEU 202 and we're mobile. WIZX 218, WIET 38, copy. 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 WIET 38, radio check on 625.
You're doing fine, Jack. WRUZ935.
Oh, thank you. 935, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Just finishing up the day of work. I'm just about to disconnect my radio and take it out of the truck. I drive a semi for a living, and got another guy going to be driving the truck in a couple of hours, and I don't need the radio in here for him, so you're not licensed.
Roger, thank you for coming back anyhow. How's the roads by you?
Well, I was on the freeway and the roads were just fine. It's the drivers that were a bunch of jerks.
Yeah, you're always going to have that one. I used to do the same thing. I used to drive a tractor trailer. And then 88, yeah. We'll get vegetables and all that. And those guys, they never quit. So we don't swivel at you at all.
Yeah. Well, Jack, it's time for me to disconnect this thing and pack it up. And I carry it out of here in my lunch cooler. So I will catch up with you later. You have a good day. WRUZ935. And by the way, the name is John. We'll see you later.
Hi, John. Thank you again. Take care. Have a good day. WRUZ38. WIZX218, WIZ48, copy.
I'm sorry, what was that? I have a meeting on at the same time.
WRFK 359. I'm over here on the north end of Wyandotte. I'm over here between 10th and Balmy Divor. I mean, Cora Divor.
Okay, yeah, I'm right here at 3rd and 1/2 and Alkaline.
Yeah, your volume is very low on there, apparently, here, yeah. But I thought I'd give you a shout. So I'll talk to you later. I gotta clean my desk off here. WRFK 359 will be clear with south end of Wyandotte, and this is north end of Wyandotte. What's on?
Station 359. Hey, Robert, is it snowing by you? WIG, Plate 8.
Yeah. Let me turn this TV down. I'm going to watch a video. Yeah, it started snowing about 12:30, and there's about two or three inches out there. And when I was looking out the window last night, it was even the road was covered. So it ain't too cold, but it's just skin, you know.
But last night we had 3 inches of snow here. I don't know why, but they said there's more coming in tonight and tomorrow. Roger.
Roger. You ever notice that when you want to put something up outside? Like I bought some garage solar lights. And now I gotta wait till at least the temperature rises a little bit or springtime. But now when I bought them, there was no snow on the ground. But when it came in the mail, sure enough, it worked.
Roger. The hello gentleman out there is 929, station 929. He's there by you anyhow. I heard you talking to him, which is good anyhow. Yeah, by the way, those solar lights, they need like 6-7 hours to get a charge by the sun. Otherwise, they're not going to go on. I have two of them here on top of the garage. And it gives you a little bit when it gets dark, and after that, they die down.
Yeah, I got the one where got the three lights, but it's got the many lights in them, and it came with a remote control. So if I wanted to turn them off, I could turn it off in the house, or make it dimmer, or make it automatic, or make it manual, that work.
Same thing as mine. I got like a little remote control. But you got to be close, almost, maybe 200 by 100 feet away from them. That's how they work. If you're far away, like inside the house, sometimes it doesn't work at all.
You are okay, 359. Yeah, I got it sitting on the table. By the front window, and I'm letting the sun shine it, or whatever it's out there. It worked last night on that pretty good, but I want to charge it up before I put it back in the box.
Hi, Robert. Hey, have a good morning. Good talking to you. And good to hear you out there. WIAZ for 88.
4 WRUG
WRFK359. I feel like we own the network. You, me, what's his name? I can't think of his name. Scott, no, John, and Dave, that work, but we don't. But if it is quiet out there, WRFK359, I'm going to go back and clean my table off. We're outside monitoring.
Hi, Robert. Take care. WIG, waiting.
WRUG 488, WRZS 218. Good morning.
Well, good morning. But there's no sunshine out there. It's bright, very bright weather out there. How you doing? I know the repeater was down, and I checked them. They put it up right just now, maybe about 10, 15 minutes. What's happening?
I just rolled in from a doctor hearing test this morning, and yeah, the repeater was off, and then it was on early. It was still on when I left. It was on and off, so I don't know. I was hitting McCollum though early this morning. I was hitting that pretty good, but seems to be okay now there, Roger.
Yeah, I tried to about 9:04, and he probably was in the doctor's office. Anyhow, yeah, I tried to, but on 6:75, I couldn't get you, so I texted them, and they turned it on, and all that good stuff, which is thank you, anyhow, for turning it on. Roger?
Yeah, copy that. I was probably gone. 9 o'clock appointment, but now I got all these squirrels and birds out here all squawking. I got to get them feeders filled up, Roger.
Oh, I see. There's a snow by me here about 2 inches.
WRMZ 640.
I got a good inch and a half here. Not quite. But it's all powder, so I used my leaf blower, blew my car, my Jeep off this morning and took off, Roger.
Well, I don't know, I gotta go outside and start that blower to see if it blows it away.
Well, as long as it's powdery snow, you know, it ain't gonna blow nothing. I didn't even run my snow blower Sunday. It was too wet. It melted on the sidewalk, and I just let it go. I ain't gonna fill that crap. Or try and blow it, you can. It's just too wet.
No, what happened is it snowed about 4 inches here, and I guess it rained. When it rained, it was very heavy, so I had to take the snowblower out. Excuse me, to blow that out, and that cell blower did a good job anyhow.
After that, no, I didn't mess with it, wasn't worth it, but it was pretty good now. I just got a little bit of that chloride spread out, and keep it clear.
All right, Randall, I gotta have some coffee. On the second cup. So you take care and have a good day. WIUG 48.
Roger that. All right, Jack. Talk up to you later. WRZX 218. We're standing by.
Hey, Jack. It's Uncle Wally. Tried to call me the other day, and I had to step out. Sorry, it wasn't being rude. Just had to go.
Uncle Wally, how are you? I just want to see you have a good Thanksgiving. That's all. I don't mind, you know, I don't care. You answer or you don't answer, it's no problem to me at all. Uncle Wally?
WRMC 640. Yeah, I had heard you over here, but I thought I'd say hi, but I had to go. We've been so busy at work, and when I get radio time, it's very precious. I was already late, and I was sitting in the parking lot. I think I was talking to Sean, and he threw out his call, and I go, oh, man, I just wanted to make sure you weren't upset with me. I wasn't blowing you off. I just, it's one of those days where I had to go.
Oh, it happened. Same thing happened. It really do. Don't worry about that. We'll never worry about that. Anyhow, good talking to you. We'll talk on the other side anyhow. If I hear you, I would say hello too. Take care. Have a good day. WIEG 48.
Get your coffee, Jack. WRMZ 640. It's been a long time since I've been over on this side of the fence.
Rather
have
you on this side of town.
Yeah, well, we've been doing a breakfast thing once a month or once every 2 months now up here in Chesterfield, Richmond, something like that. I'll make sure you know when we do that, so make sure you can show up there. It's a lot easier drive for you, probably.
Yes, it is. I told Dave. I know Dave was out there with his girls, with the two girls he had. I told him, and I said, nobody told me, otherwise I would have came by, because I'm on a 23 mile. I could have took 23 to 59.
Okay, yeah, sorry about that. I will make sure next time you know.
No problem, Uncle Wally. Take care. Have a good day. WIEG 48.
WRMZ 640. Later. I heard somebody else in there. I didn't quite hear you, though.
WRWY 979 on frequency. No contact. WRWY 979 clear.
WSGY 760 monitored.
This is WSCR 202 mobile monitoring.
WSKM 960 receiving. WSKM 960.
WSKK 684, got you loud and clear.
How goes she?
Just restocked on the blue. Yeah, man, the water fountain, man.
That's your buddy, man.
You know, this Arma game looks pretty good. Looks like a good game. I'm going to play Battlefield, though.
WSFF 330, mobile and monitoring.
Good chance.
WSOZ 793 monitoring. WSOZ 793. The dead is the dead. WSIP 284. You're well. WSOZ 793 calling.
This is WSIP 284. Go ahead, Dave.
Good afternoon, my brother. I figured you're good. As dead as it is out here, I figured you'd be wandering around here somewhere. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Just making a sandwich in my kitchen right now, so I know it sounds bad on my handheld. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Having a decent day. You sound fine, man. Excuse me, I had the burps are coming. I took a drink of Verner's, and you know how that works. Yeah, you sound great. There ain't nothing wrong with your signal or your readability there, Roger. What kind of sandwich you making?
Roger that. That's good to hear, especially since I bent this antenna yesterday. I'm actually making like a brunch sandwich out of some waffles and an egg and a piece of white cheddar.
That don't sound too bad at all. That sounds pretty good. Never had it, but I got some of those Jimmy Dean. It's like two pancakes sandwich with a sausage and an egg between two pancakes. I like them, but I'm getting a little tired of them. But you know, for something quick, just to get something in me, I throw one in the nuker and eat it just so I know I put some food in me. What happened to your antenna?
I just dropped this handheld yesterday and it landed on the antenna and it bent it. But sounds like it's working pretty good still. Those Jimmy Dean sandwiches aren't too bad. Something you could try that's also quick is using some Eggo waffles as your top and the bottom and put whatever in between. But today I've got waffles I made myself.
Yeah, that sounds good though. Maybe different than pancake. I don't know, maybe it's the pancake I'm getting tired of. I got them Jimmy Dean sandwiches, like I said, and I also have salads. It's like a stick with a sausage on it with pancake wrapped around it. Almost looks like a corn dog with a stick coming out of it, but it's actually a pancake with a sausage link in the middle. I got some of those too. I was really into those, and now I'm just kind of But, you know, I throw one in the nuker anyway. One of the two I'll throw in the nuker just so I know I put something in me, even though I'm not hungry or really in the mood for pancake sausage sandwich. I'll get it just a quick and fast. For a bent antenna. That thing's working pretty damn good, man. It might have did you some good there.
Yeah, man, bent antenna and on the handheld from Farmington Hills to Detroit, so that's making it all right. Man, those things are pretty good. Back in the day, you couldn't get them, and there was like this frozen food thing they did at school, where I don't know what company it was, but it was some commercial food company, and you could find them there. It was like, you know, some of my friends' parents would buy that stuff. I'd find those things, you know, over at their houses. But, yeah, now Jimmy Dean's making them. Pretty cool.
Yeah, well, like I said, when they first came out, I was getting them. I was digging the hell out of them. I'd have a hankering for them. But now, you know, after eating them for so long, you know, it ain't that I don't like them or anything. It's just another thing. Now, you know, the pancakes. That waffle sounds like a different choice. I also like, what I really dig is, the sausage patty on an English muffin jig or on a biscuit. Jimmy Dean's got those out too, and I don't have any of those. Actually, I'm kind of in the mood for a couple of those, but I don't have them. I had some, but they're gone now. But, so what's been happening? You been doing all right?
Yeah, that's another thing I like to make with the biscuits. You can even get Pillsbury creamy frozen biscuits now, and you just toss them in the oven and slice them in half, obviously. Put whatever you want in there, like an egg or some sausage, whatever. Yeah, I'm doing pretty good, man. A while back, I was talking about filing that Better Business claim for my mom. Well, it came back, and they reversed the claim, so it actually worked out. I talked about that, I don't know, a week or two ago.
Yeah, Roger, I remember that. I forgot what the claim is for, though. Yeah, I remember we were talking about that, and when you brought it up, I remembered it. So, the only thing is I forgot what the claim was about, but they reversed it, and they satisfied it.
Yep, roger that. Some scamming company called EcoShield Pest Solutions or something like that the state attorney general filed a cease and desist on last year for their scamming contract. They're still doing it, but yeah, Better Business came through and they gave it up. They gave up their shady claims.
Oh yeah, okay, now I remember. Yeah, go ask the neighbor. Neighbor will tell you the same thing. Yeah, I remember all that. Great. That's great then. They should. You know, that's just not right. And they should reverse it. So that's cool then that they took care of that, man. Hey, you was on top of that there, wasn't you?
Basically, the day I heard about it, I was on the phone with an attorney and writing the claim myself. So, I guess you could say that. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Having a decent day. I still ain't done nothing to my guitar amplifier here, the one I'm working on. I'm looking here. To do what I gotta do, I gotta unplug and lift the whole damn circuit board out of it, two sockets and all, to get to where I want to get to clean the controls. And I'm not looking forward to that. But I'm looking here, and there's only like three sets of ribbons that go from the main board to the controls, you know, to the board with the volume controls and everything. And I'm thinking if I'm careful enough, I think I'll just unsolder the damn ribbons and pull the little control board out instead of having to undo the whole damn main board. They really set it up in here to really screw you. So I'm kind of looking at that there. Other than that, yeah, I'm having a great day. Well, it's not great, but I'm having a pretty good day there, Roger.
WSIP 284 Bright. Hey man, that's how electronics seem to be made anymore, is they don't want you to repair them, and some places even enacted laws for the right to repair, so they have to make them repairable in some cases, but anymore they're trying to glue batteries in, so you can't even replace the battery. They're trying to do all sorts of stuff that makes it a pain. Those ribbons don't just clip in, do they? Like, with a little, I don't know, you use some little tweezer to engage the clip, and you can just unclip it.
if I was to pull the main board out, let's say, and we're talking about the whole damn board, the power supply is separate and everything, and the stuff plugs into the board, and there's three ribbons that clip into the board that you can flip the thing and unclip and pull them out. But there's the three ribbons that go from the main board to the circuit board that I got to get to clean the controls. They're soldered from the main. They're soldered on the main board and they're soldered to the board that I want. But the thing is, they're thick. They're hard. They're stiff ribbons. It's not fine wire ribbons like you find on the ones you unclip. These are pretty stiff, pretty thick wire ribbons. They're hard to bend and everything. You know, and I figured it just occurred to me today, I'm going to take another look. And I'm going to see if I can just unsolder the ribbons from the little board and pull it out instead of having to go through all that. There's a lot of shit I have to unhook, excuse me. Oh, and WSMD 793 ID. There's a lot of stuff I have to disconnect from the main board before I can undo it. Then I got to unscrew, you know, 10, 15 screws, pull the whole damn main and the little board out. It's a lot.
Okay, roger that. That does sound like a pain for sure. Got to solder stuff in, glue stuff down, make everything a pain. Also, you can't repair it easily. It's a shame. But, yeah, I mean, it sounds like you'd probably be able to do it, if you want to do it.
It's a great amplifier. It's just, I bought it brand new, I think, in 2010. Kept it in good shape. But, you know, as time's gone on, the controls are noisy. The line control's scratchy. The modeling controls are acting weird. The thing is, though, when I opened it up, you know, there's a board that runs along the back of the, where all the controls are that go into the front. And they got it upside down where all the pots are underneath the boards. They could have mounted the board with the pots up. You know, then I wouldn't have to do nothing but just grab my deoxit and get at it. But in order to get to these pots, I got to get this little board out. And like I said, there's three sets of ribbons, but they're real stiff ribbons, thick wire ribbons. So I don't think I can mess anything up. Oh, you know what I mean, burn anything up, because you know, they got a good, decent-sized gauge wire, so I was thinking about that. I was thinking there's only three of them. I think there's three conductors to each ribbon. Just get my solder sucker off. That solder sucker. And get at it there and just see if I can undo the ribbon from the little board and just pull the little board out and clean all the controls and put it back in and solder the ribbons back in there. Roger.
Yeah, roger that. It sounds like you'd be able to anyways from the description there. Have you by chance tried looking it up, looking up any videos for a teardown or going on to like iFixit website and looking to see if there is a teardown for that particular model and maybe anybody's recommended something?
No, I doubt it. I doubt there's anything on YouTube or anything like that. I really doubt it. I think I'm making it sound a little more complicated than what it is. I mean, it can be doable, even if I have to pull the main board. But, you know, I'll have to take my time, be patient, and I take a bunch of pictures in case, you know, I go to plug the wires back in and be like, well, where the hell does this go now? So I already took some pictures, so I know what goes where. But then I was sitting here just a little while before I got on the radio. I gotta go get it, bring it up here, and throw it on the table. But I got thinking to myself, wait a minute, man. You know, them ribbons. Maybe I can unsolder the ribbons, carefully unsolder them, and just, you know, I got solder sucker and I have solder braid here, so, and I got a decent iron. You know, maybe just see if I can undo the ribbon, pull the board off of them, and then I can just take the board completely out, do what I got to do. I don't have to pull the big main board.
definitely sounds like a potential better avenue than having to pull everything. So it sounds like you got a good thought process idea going on there to check out.
Yeah, like I said, as long as I'm careful, patient, and watch what I'm doing, you know, I mean, it shouldn't be hard at all. I'm making it sound complicated, but it shouldn't be. I decided already that's what I'm going to try to do. Instead of going through all that, you're pulling all, unplugging everything from the board. The digital processing unit is a separate board from the main, and it's got that ribbon that you're talking about. There's a ribbon that goes from that to the main that you pop the little thing up and swipe the ribbon out of the socket, but I don't like messing with those. All through the years I've done electronics, I get nervous with them ribbons because, you know, if you're not watching what you're doing, or sometimes, man, they don't want to go in right, and then you have problems. You don't know if it's the damn ribbon, you don't know if it's this. I just don't like messing with them ribbons. Plus, there's ribbons like that, the wires inside are so thin and frail, you know, you bend the ribbon back 2-3 times, you know, bend it back, bend it forward again, and you snap one inside. They like to break inside the, you know, inside, internally. And then you hook it up, and you turn it on, and the thing ain't working. It's like, now what the hell's wrong now? So, yeah, I'm all right, man. I'll get it straightened out.
You're absolutely right about those ribbons, man. Those ribbons are nuts. I mean, even just because they're a pain to put back in, it's like you got to keep pressing it in and pressing it in and pressing it in, and then you get it partially seated, and then you got to tap on the other side of it to get it fully seated. So it's just a big pain all the way around, and that's, you know, all before you consider it's also delicate. So whoever designed those things probably, I guess efficiency and cost, but gotta imagine it was no repairs in mind.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I've worked on a lot of things through the years with ribbons. You know, I've had to work on VCRs and stuff and all kinds of stuff where the ribbon was soldered to the board, and I have to flip the board too carefully so I don't, you know, hurt the ribbon, and then unsolder the ribbon from the board, take the board, do what I got to do, solder the ribbon back in, and then, you know, and got to make sure you didn't break any wire inside the ribbon. That's what I'm saying. Ribbons make me nervous a little bit, but the ribbons that I'm talking about that go to the volume control board, well, the control board, volume, bass, treble, whatever, all that stuff's on that little board. They're thick. The wires are thick. They're hard to, the ribbons are hard to bend because they're so, the wire inside is so stiff. So, you know, if I'm quick and I'm patient, and I can unsolder them and pull them off instead of going through all that bullshit. Sorry about that. WFMZ793ID, by the way. But anyway, other than that, I'm having a pretty decent day there, Roger.
This is WSIP 284 for ID. You're absolutely right, Dave. That's great to hear, especially on these snowy days we've been having, you know. Kind of gives a snowed-in feeling. But the roads have been really clear immediately out here anyways, and everything is good, too, even with all the snow.
Yeah, right, dude. The streets are all clear out here from when I'm looking out my window. The streets and the sidewalks are all clear. It's just the roofs and lawns that have the snow all over them. But everything's down the pavement out here. So I don't know. I thought we were supposed to get hit with a second wave there Saturday. Was it Saturday night or something? They've been talking about big time storm coming through Saturday night or something there, Roger.
Yeah, when I was looking at it, it was supposed to be snow, like, multiple days this whole week. And then a couple days in a row that have passed now, but I'm looking at it now, and it's saying not until Monday, but it's still going to be cold. Like, it's going to be a low of 8 degrees on Thursday. And I was just kind of hoping that maybe stuff would melt up a little bit. But with that cold temperature, man, it looks like it's going to stick around on the grass, at least, than where it's been plowed up.
Yeah, that'll do that. Especially at 8 degrees. Huh. Jesus. Well, here it is, man. Winter's here, and, you know, like, we didn't see that coming. I can remember not too long ago when we were complaining about a 92 outside, and everybody's sweltering and can't do nothing. You know, just the way it is, man. This winter was a little late this year, but it's here, and I guess it's going to do what it's got to do.
My friends over in western New York were somehow baffled that there was that much snow before there was any ice going on. I was like, what do you guys mean? What, if you only lived there for like a year? I thought you've lived there like 40 years. But, yeah, I guess it was pretty bad out there, too. But, I mean, it always is along 90 east of any lake. So, that's how it is. You're right.
Yeah, well, there's still, if I'm not mistaken, on YouTube, there's still live videos of storm chasers. They're over on the west side of the state, chasing lake effect. And I watched them for a couple minutes, and where they're driving through, it's nothing. There's nothing there. I mean, there's snow on the ground, yeah. And but you can see the pavement on the street and everything still. And stuff, and it doesn't look like anything's happening, but it's supposed to be lake effect, snowstorms, whatever. Because I think for a while we were under a blizzard warning or something we were supposed to have, weren't we?
Yeah, I believe you're correct on that, at least for the northern part of the state for sure, but I think even us. But I heard there was like a lot of snow north of us here in Michigan. I can't confirm anybody has got back to me on anything like that yet, and I haven't actually looked, but that is indeed what I heard.
Yeah, the UP got their butt kicked. There was live storm chasers up there. I was watching that. Now, that looked like a snowstorm. I mean, you can tell a blizzard. You can tell it. It was pretty bad. UP got hit pretty hard. And down here on the Mitten, the northern part of the Mitten, just below the UP, you know what I'm talking about, that got hit pretty bad, too. They had chasers up there, and I was watching them, and, man, that stuff was coming down. Couldn't see, you know, 2 feet in front of you, and everything, man, was piled up. But like I said, over here, you know, all that stuff was supposed to come down here. From what I understood, because they had blizzard warnings up there. And then they said something about we're probably going to have a blizzard warning too or something. But if nothing ever, or at least not, from my knowledge, nothing ever came of it.
I was certainly surprised to wake up to see all this snow, honestly. I knew we were getting some snow, and I knew it was going to be a snowstorm, but, man, I'm even looking outside right now. There's got to be, like, a foot and a half of snow piled up the curb, at least, like, if not 2 feet. But, I mean, that's plowed up. But even still, like, for the first snow, I was expecting a little bit of snow, and, I don't know, it's still here pretty hard. So, hopefully, maybe next week will be a little warmer. But it is winter after all, like you said.
Yeah, well, looking out here, the snow on the ground, on the grass and everything, looks like a little more than a dusting. That's about it. I can still see grass through the snow if I look carefully, and there's snow all over the roof of the houses. That's about it. The sidewalks and everything are all, from what I can see here, you know, the streets and everything, the sidewalks are all clear. You can see the pavement and everything. I would estimate probably 2 inches, if even that. I probably even go less than that.
that we got on the ground over here, Roger.
Must be nice, man. Must be nice. I can't see the grass at all out here, for sure. I mean, the street is definitely clear. I was actually surprised it was clear the first day, even in my neighborhood. They had already plowed, and the driveways have been plowed, but there's like a fresh dusting on some driveways. The yard, though, man, is pretty deep. Like, that's got to be maybe 3 inches at least, and I don't see any grass poking through, even with, I think we had a little bit of rain. I think some rain came through in the middle of between snow and might have packed some of it down, but yeah, it's kind of deep for, I was just a little surprised.
Yeah, sometimes I get to thinking, back, you know, 13, 14 years old, I was building mini bikes and stuff, and I had two or three mini bikes on a go-kart in the basement. They ran and drove. And I had one on the front porch that was my daily driver. I used to ride that thing all over the place. Cops never did nothing. But I got to thinking that when it, in the winter, I loved it. I used to pick it off the porch. There'd be 6 inches of snow and stuff on the ground. I used to take that thing off the porch, start it up and go get it out in the street and just start, drifting and I used to have fun. That when it comes down snow and everything's covered like this, if I look out the window, it reminds me of them days. It reminds me of when I used to love pulling my mini bike out when on the snow and just going crazy. You know, as soon as you open the throttle, the thing would start, the back wheel would break loose, start spinning, and I'd be drifting sideways and. I used to have a blast out in the winter with it.
This is WSIP 284 for ID. That does sound like a blast, man. I used to have a dirt bike. I never got it out in the snow, though. I don't know, the tires were a little skinny anyway, but I did do some snowmobiling back in the day. That was always great, but it was like you usually had to wait to get a good area unless you... I don't know, wanted to scrape up your treads and skis, like a good area of snow, maybe a frozen over lake or something. Usually would wait for some lakes to freeze over, give you a good area to open it up on. But, man, that would have been super fun taking a mini bike or a fat tire bike or anything out in the snow. Like, some of my friends have fat tire bikes that they ride out in the snow out in Grand Rapids all the time. And it's a blast. It's surprising, like, good traction.
Yeah, that was another thing, too. When I looked up in the thumb there, I had a three-wheeler, a Honda ES-200 three-wheeler. And it had the big high-flotation balloon tires on it. And, man, that thing was fun in the snow, let me tell you. That thing was a blast. I used to have a blast with it. But I remember before I had that bike, I had a, how big was that thing? I had a snowmobile. I think it was an Articat. I think it was a 550 or something. It was a big, it was a decent sized four snowmobile. I also had a 440 Yamaha, but it didn't run. But anyway, I bought that Articat and everything, and I had it like 2-3 years, and it didn't snow. It snowed, but it wasn't enough to really do anything. I couldn't get it out on the road or anything because there wasn't no snow on the road. The plows would come by, plow, and next thing you know, the road would turn into dirt again. I ended up selling it. I sold the Yamaha. I think I gave the Yamaha to a friend of mine or something. I let him have it. And then times later, I made a deal and I got that three-wheeler. And that thing, man, I used to wait. There'd be a lake effect snow coming. We're going to have some fun, baby. And I used to get on that thing, man, and I used to donut all over the place. And, you know, no matter how deep the snow was, that thing would get you through it.
That thing sounds super fun, man, especially if you have the tires and everything going on with it. I'd be trying to pull somebody on sleds, on skis. I'd be tearing it up on that thing.
WSOZ 793 ID. I did a lot of stuff with that Honda. We had a garden, probably about an acre, maybe half an acre or so. It was a big damn garden. And I used to hitch arrows to the back of it, pull the arrows through the garden. I used to tow stuff around with it, from the front to the back or whatever. I put that thing to work. And then, you know, at night, you know, in the warm days out, you know, sunny summer days or so, it's spring or whatever, about 6 o'clock or so, not every day, but every other day or so, I used to get on it, and I used to just ride it down the road, just idle, just off idle, and just look at the deer. That's what I used to do. I used to ride and just look at the deer and everything and come back. That thing was my, that was my horse. Never failed me. It had electric start on it and everything. I was the king, baby. I just had to get on it, pull the choke, push the button, and start right up. But when I ended up moving down here, I couldn't take it with me. So I gave it to a good friend of mine. I think he still rides it. I think it's still running.
WSEU 202, we are mobile.
Couldn't ask for any other better story than that, man, for something you don't have anymore, that's for sure. Still going, still with someone you know. That's awesome. I always wanted one of those back in the day, but I was always told, like, oh, you're going to flip it or hurt yourself somehow worse than on a dirt bike, and I don't know. I didn't really see, I guess I saw the logic, but I don't know, the logic wasn't really there, and so I never got one, but I probably still want one in a way, you know?
Yeah, I rolled mine twice in one night. My nephew came over and he had his quad.
WRUZ 935 WSHM.
It was nighttime and I was drunk, half drunk. And we went driving around the property. He took his quad and I took my Honda. You know, we had a bunch of open fields. We had a lot of property. And, we were blowing through the field, you know, we were opened up a little bit, you know, we were cooking. The rear tire would get up on an anthill. The right rear tire was getting up on an anthill. When it did it, it would roll the bike over on me. So my nephew comes and he ups me up and everything. We get the bike righted up. We start flying through the field and I hit another anthill or something with the tire and rolled it again. And this is when I just got the bike, first got the bike. And then I realized, you know, then I got the idea, you know, as soon as you feel one side of it coming up, lean your body to that side and it won't roll you. But that thing did a lot for me. Like I said, I arrowed the garden with it. I used to pull the plows through the garden. I used to pull plows through the garden. You know, in the spring when getting the garden ready, I rigged up a bunch of stuff that I could put on the back of it, and even plows. I used to. It had a it was a 5-speed transmission with reverse, but it had a high and low. You know, you put it in low, it split the gears in half, and you know, it you could creep with it, you could granny with it a little bit in first gear. And I used to put it in low and I think third gear. It was an automatic too. You could put it in, you didn't have a hand clutch. You just popped it in gear and hit the throttle and it would go. So you could take off in any gear you wanted really. So I used to put it in third low and pull the plows through the garden there, Roger.
Man, you were living in the future back then. Automatic, you had it all the way. That sounds like a blast, though, Dave, for real. I still want one to this day, I'm not kidding, and I probably won't ever buy one, though. But, I don't know, maybe I'll get a snowmobile or something at some point at least, or maybe a quad. We'll see.
Yeah, Roger, that. I had that, and then I got a quad. In fact, the nephew I was talking about, I bought his quad off him. He blew the sprocket out the back, and he just didn't care. And One day I knew he was broke. I asked him, I said, you broke? Yeah. I said, I'll give you 20 bucks for your quad. He said, okay. So I gave him 20 bucks, and I bought a sprocket. I went to FedEx, bought a sprocket for it, and I had it running. I liked it. It was a 185 Suzuki. Nothing special, full start. It wasn't automatic, though. Reverse didn't work. On them Suzukis, with them reverse T, with them T's on the transmission, them T levers, that you pull up for reverse, I ain't found a Suzuki yet that reverse worked on them. I don't know how people were jacking up reverse on them, but it reverse didn't work. It would work sometimes, then and most times it wouldn't work, but it didn't matter. But my Honda was my horse. That sucker there, man, that was my baby. I miss that thing so much. But I could tell you stories about me and that thing, man. All kinds of stories I ain't going to go into out here, but... Yeah, and like I said, I talked to the guy that I gave it to, my buddy Rick, just the other day. I asked him, I said, what'd you do with that Honda? And he said, oh, it's still running. We still ride it around the yard and everything. And I'm like, man, that thing still runs. And he goes, yeah, it starts right up and does what it does. And I'm like, cool.
WSIP 2845E. Yeah, you can't beat that, man. You know where it is, it's taken care of, it's still used. It's like a legendary story. Your horse never retired.
Yeah, but I miss that thing, I do. It was one of my best. I forgot what the hell I traded for it. I used to have a bunch of lawn tractors in the backyard. I was in the lawn tractors, and I was buying them up, or, you know, collecting them, and Sears Suburbans and Bolins and stuff. And I traded a Bolins tractor with a rototiller on the back for it. I wanted it that bad. I didn't care. I had hand rototillers, so I used to till the garden with a rototiller. Most times I used a hand tiller. Until I got the Bolins with the rear tiller, then I used that, but I wanted that Honda pretty bad, so when that guy said he traded me the Honda for it, it was a done deal. And it didn't have a battery in it when I got it, but it has a full start. And I think I took the carburetor off and cleaned it and put it back on, and I pulled it twice and it started. And then I went and bought a battery for it. Had to have the electric start. You got to look good, you know what I'm saying? While everybody else was full starting their crap, all I had to do was push a button. Yeah, that was bad. But anyway, let me go ahead on and get quiet here for a little bit. I've been talking a little bit too long, and let you do what you got to do. And I'll probably catch you. Probably come out here a little bit and catch you, man. How about that?
All right, sounds good, Dave. I don't think we're disturbing anybody. It's been pretty quiet, but yeah, I feel that for sure. I'll be around monitoring today. I'll probably be around later. So this is WSIP 284. It's great having a chat with you today, Dave. Good to hear you're doing well. And I'll be clear monitoring after your final.
Yeah, my brother. I really appreciate you keying up and engaging me in some conversation, and some long-winded conversation. But now you got me thinking about that damn bike, and I won't be sitting there pondering all the memories. But that's all right. She's still running. She's still in shape. I'm happy. But I'll be out here in a little bit. I'm going to go find me something to chow, and then I'll probably key down and see what's happening. So we'll talk to you in a little bit, my friend. WSZ 793. I'm quiet. I'm going to be quiet for a bit.
WSHR 566 on the air monitoring.
WSKM 690 receiving.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is WSET 257, going to be mobile and monitoring.
Oh, boy. WSOZ 793 monitoring. Hey, Alex, you still in there?
This is WSIT 284, go ahead, dude.
Yeah, Roger. How's the girl doing?
Well, about same old, same old. It's like almost 7:30 in the morning there on Wednesday right now.
Yeah, Roger that. Didn't you say something about her moving to another country or something, or coming to visit states or something like that? I know we talked about it, though, the other day.
Yeah, yeah, it was just Australian citizenship, but she's lived in Australia for years now. Technically a New Zealand citizen, but the two countries have an agreement where people that are New Zealand citizens can live and work in Australia without any extra paperwork or anything.
Yeah, all right, Roger that. Yeah, that was, well, I remember something we were talking about that there. Yeah, okay, I got what you're saying there. So she's all right then.
Yep, yep, Roger that. Probably about to hear from her in, I don't know, a half hour or so.
Yeah, right. WSOZ 793, where I be. You're roundabout here?
Definitely not today. I think I heard him, I don't know if I heard him last night or over the weekend at some point. I'm not sure, but I did hear him recently. I haven't actually talked to him myself for since last week, though.
Yeah, all right, man. Hope he's doing okay. Probably be out here tonight, and I'll give him a holler. Usually he's out here at night, or, you know, evenings. I don't think I ever talked to him during the day. I can't remember. I talked to so many people. Well, now I don't talk to so many people because everything is dead. Repeaters are all unhooked and stuff like that. And I don't know. It ain't like it used to be there, Roger.
Absolutely, copy that, man. I don't know if it was, you know, originally just an influx of people that had got licensed during the spring and early summer. You know, that was a combination, and then they kind of fell off, and then the combination of the repeaters being unlinked. Because, I mean, there's a lot of people that I know even just use Detroit, and we're on Detroit still, and I typically don't hear from them. I mean, I typically don't do many transmissions anymore myself, but I never hear from, you know, 80% of my contacts, basically.
Yeah, it's about the same here. About 80%, 75-80% of my contacts, you know, they're on the outer, they're up past Macomb, you know, they're up to the west there, or north or whatever. You know, I ain't heard from any of them. Well, obviously because we're on hook. But, I don't know. There ain't nothing about it. This is the way it is, and this is the way it is.
Yeah, I personally can't say how it might go with GMRS here in Metro Detroit, but I know with many other social groups, like online and otherwise, there's like ebbs and flows of activity, so it's like just the change of the seasons brings in more activity and less, similar to that anyways.
Yeah, I hear you. I figured that too, so, yeah, like I said, what are you going to do? I mean, that's the way it is. It just ain't like it used to be. When I first started out here, you know, I mean, I was talking to everybody. I got a big list of
I got quite a log here, you know, bunch of people. But that's when everything was linked together all the way up to the north there. I don't know if I'm going north or west somewhere, whichever way the repeaters run. You know, and it was great to get out here, and I'd throw my call letters out there, and I'd have about 50 people coming back, you know, and be, you know, getting long-winded with them and helping them out if I could and things like that, Raji.
Yeah, absolutely. I have, you know, at least, I was trying to quickly count here, but I stopped counting, at least 70 people here that I have as contacts just this past spring and summer. So, yeah, a lot of them are not necessarily on Detroit. They are north, I would say. You are correct on that direction. You know, from us anyways, we got Detroit, then north to Mount Clemens, and north to, what, Saginaw, Bay City, sort of west, well, far west, northwest to Flint, and then Mayville, I think, and then far north to Sheboygan. So it's basically technically all north of us in a way, but with they're not being connected, yeah, obviously we can't hear from them, but even the people that are typically on Detroit, I'm not hearing a whole lot.
Yeah, from my understanding, well, I understand. The next repeater north of Mount Clemens, all the northwest all the way down to here, except Mount, you know, except Mount Clemens, they can talk. As far as whatever the next repeater outside of Mount Clemens is, they're all connected up there, from what I understand. All the repeaters are connected up there. They just disconnected from down here. And there's some people, I have their phone numbers and stuff, and I talk to them, and they're telling me, you know, it's because of all the razzle-dazzle, the idiots out there, and repeaters being unhooked and stuff, they just don't, they don't bother keying up no more. They don't see no fun in it or something. I don't know. It don't matter, you know. Like I said, it is what it is. They're going to unlink, they're going to unlink. What are you going to do?
Yeah, Roger that. I feel that, you know, a little discouragement from getting out there and talking. Because, I don't know, it takes you to be in a mood sometimes to even get out there and talk to begin with. And then when you got to deal with trolls and stuff, it just kind of feels bad, you know? So I totally understand that. But, yeah, for instance, like 841 hasn't been out here, and I've told him like four times, hey, people are asking about you on the radio. He's like, yeah, I turned it on like once. And it wasn't connected, or something was going on. I'm like, man, well, a couple people have been asking. But, you know, the people who have asked, I've been able to tell them, yeah, he's doing all right. So typically, most of the people, anyways, that I actually know, I at least know they're doing well.
I got you in there, Brady. Yeah, I hear you, man. That's what they tell me. I get the same deal. So, same people telling me the same thing. Just what you say. It's like that, though. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and get quiet. If you want to get that breakaway, go ahead. WSOZ 793. I'm on the quiet side.
Hey, 793-284. WICS 896. Some are still out here, man. It's just throwing the work there, man. It's, you hop on too much, kind of get some stuff done here. But I'm out there listening.
Yeah, all right, man. I got most of that. I didn't get I missed the call letters. You're a little bit, you got a little bit of Detroit noise in there, which it's not covering you up or nothing, but your mind's a little low, and I didn't get the numbers there.
WSKF 896. So, like I said, I'm out here. I haven't had it on in a couple of days, but I've been listening here for the last little bit, so I'm just having a half time.
Yeah, at 896. Well, I got my salt band turned on to Mount Clemens. I had the Mount Clemens repeater on my salt band. And all the messiness, all the idiots and everything, they seem to be on the Mount Clemens one. You know, I was going to talk to Sean and ask if there's a way you can link Detroit to the northern ones and just over skip Mount Clemens. There's a way that could be done there.
Yeah, I'm not too sure, and I know I'm too far to hit Mount Clemens most of the time, unless all the conditions are right. But I just heard you and Alex out here talking. I figured I'd pop on real quick and say some of us are out here. Just might hop on a little bit later.
Hey, 896, we'll appreciate the key now. Letting us know there's more people out here than me and Alex. I think you're about the first one, besides Alex, I think you're about the first one I've heard key up, man, down the road there, so. But anyway, have yourself a good one, my friend, and, key down anytime you hear us out here. Always good to get a bunch of people, whoever we can, to get going there, get a round table running. So, we'll catch you in a bit. WSFZ 793, and I'm quiet.
Yeah, no problem. So you guys, hope you're having a good day here, and maybe catch you a little bit later on. 793-284, have a good one there. This is WSJF 896, be on the side.
Roger,
there he is. Afternoon, Robert. WSFZ 793.
I can't talk right now because I have to make your calls. I gotta take care of that. And more.
Yeah, no problem, my friend. It's good to hear you. Good to know you all right a little bit there. Like I said, like I was telling John, there's more people out here than I figured. I thought it was just me and Alex running the channel. You know. But anyway, Robert, we'll get with you. If you hear me out here, just give me a holler. Take care. Have yourself a good afternoon. WSFZ 793, and I'm quiet.
WSBT 754.
WSBU 202, good afternoon.
Who?
Who? Hey. What's your name, Ralph?
What the hell are you doing?
Good shit here, man.
Well, are you working or are you just chilling?
Just chilling, man. Just chilling. No work today.
Yeah, alright. Yeah, I was just out here talking to Alex and stuff when thought maybe me and Alex were the only ones out here, and then everybody come rolling in, so it's nice to know that there's still a bunch of people on this repeater, so. But yeah, I'm still messing with this amplifier. I think Jesus doesn't want me to fix it. Every idea I come up with, I look, and it's not a great idea. And I don't know, man. But I gotta do something. So I might have to bite the bullet and pull the whole damn circuit board with the tube sockets and everything out of it. And, oh, Lordy. That about looks like about the only way I'm going to get this. But other than that, I'm chilling, too. I'm just sitting here chilling.
Yeah, I heard you talking about the keys and all that. I just can't listen to it.
And then I turned it off for a second. I was back. And I was looking for a fire.
Yeah, Roger, I started losing you towards the end. You started closing up pretty bad. I know you guys were moving around or something.
Yeah, I just said I was listening to you and I think his name was Kevin was talking or something, I don't know. Yeah, I had to go to the hospital to get a biopsy done on my throat, right?
You got to get a biopsy done on your throat.
I had it done today, so that's why I'm home.
Yeah, all right, man. Well, I hope everything's okay. I hope it, hoping it turns up negative, man. That's, that's a bummer, but like I said, I hope it, turns up negative. And everything's okay there. And I just gotta throw that in.
Yeah, you know, they did some scans and they said it's got something got measured and I don't know what the name of the word's called, but they had something got measured, man, and they're going to do a biopsy on it. That's all. No big deal.
Oh. Yeah, all right, man. All right, I'm get back here and take another look and see if I can come up with another idea here. I'm looking this thing over and I'm trying to figure out an easy way, but I don't know. Every time it looks like it's going to be an easy way, I find something that tells me it ain't going to be an easy way. I don't know if Jesus wants me working on this amp or not or something. I'm stuck in a four-walled room with no windows with this thing, so I might as well just go ahead and bite the bullet. I'll catch you in a minute, man. WFSD 793.
All right, man. Have fun. WFSD 202, and we're clear.
Jesus wants you to buy a new amplifier Sunday at the swap.
There you go. That sounds like a good idea.
That's what Jesus told me. Just relaying the message.
I know Jesus. I know Jesus loves me too. I know that. But sometimes he has a sense of humor. And if this is a product of his sense of humor, and he's got a good one here.
Yeah, every time you get frustrated and waste all your time, he's laughing at you. That's what he's doing. He's just sitting there laughing. It's like sooner or later, you're just going to break down and buy a new one at the swap this Sunday. And then he's going to say, ha, 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 I told you so.
Well, if that's the case, I gotta try to fight a little bit. You know, I really don't want to brick this thing. I don't. I mean, it still works and everything. Just all the controls are noisy. And to get to the damn controls to deactivate them, like I said, you know, It looks like I gotta go through. I'm gonna have to do some big time surgery here. So I'm trying to find an easier way, but it ain't happening. You know, I don't know. It's so complicated here. But I'll figure it out. What the hell, man? You know, I end up screwing it up and I break it. Well, then I got a cabinet, so I'll figure something out.
I'll drop this line 6 off to add to your complications.
Well, it's not that I'm without an amp. I got a Bagheera tube amp over there. Brand new still. I think I only put an hour on it. I've had it 5 years. Bought it brand new, put about an hour on it. And
so they're supposed to have a Marshall solid state, so I'm not without. It's just I love this little Thunder Amp, man. I mean, this is the best one out of the three. You know, it's got the balls and everything, and but the controls are getting really bad on it, almost to where I can't use it. And I bought it brand new in 2010, so it's a few years old, but I've kept it in good shape, except, you know, controls get dirty, and you got to try to get in there and clean them. And they got this thing set up so bad that to get to the controls it looks like a nightmare.
Yeah, you know, I bought a 30-watt Marshall from that Huber and Breeze out there in Richmond back in the 90s, man. I still got that thing, and it sounds good as heck, boy.
Yeah, Roger. This one here, Marshall, I have is a solid state. It's an MG-15. My nephew bought it brand new, and he only used it a little bit, and I ended up buying it off of him. And I wanted to get the foot switch to it, because you can program the foot switch to do all kinds of things. The damn foot switch was $80, man. I bought a foot switch, though. I got the foot switch for it. But that cost me $80. And then all my amplifiers, I buy covers for them. I order the covers from the manufacturer. I don't order through Amazon or anything. I want the real amplifier covers. But it's a good amp, but it's just for clean. You know Marshall, man, you can't get clean out of a Marshall, really clean. You know, Marshalls are made for, you know, jam and for metal. You know, but it's a great amp still.
Yeah, you know, they all got their tones, man. They all got their tones, that's for sure. Yeah, I like the tube one I used to have, but I don't have no more, so I'm all back to solid state for sure.
Yeah, the Slender here, mine, I'm working on is a tube amplifier. I love the tubes. I got a box up here with spare outputs for this thing, probably about 8 of them, 9 of them. RCA pulls from the 50s, and 60s. They all test 120% on my conductance tube checker, but they're pulls like from there's date codes on them from 55. You know, I got a couple black plate RCAs and some other tubes with different names, but you can tell by the thing that they're made by RCA. So basically, they're all RCA tubes in the box, and I figured one day I was going to go and swap, you know, go through each one and see what gives me the best tone, but I ain't got around to it. But it's all right. At least I have spares.
You know, I was changing radios. Was that John in there that was talking about going to the swap meet to get, thought he was talking about amateur radio amps there, Roger?
Yeah, Roger, I believe that was John. Yeah, I figured he was thinking I'm working on a HF amplifier or something. No, I'm working on a guitar amplifier. I got an HF amplifier somewhere around here in a box. I think it's a 200-watt or something. I haven't seen it in a long time. It's in one of these boxes up there behind me. But no, I'm working on a guitar amplifier, not an HF.
All right, Dave, let me hear you say it. And then back to the bench.
Oh, yeah, the window lickers. Yeah. Clean, mean, and whatever he used to say, yeah. I don't know what happened to that dude. That dude used to come in, like, full throttle, man, over here all the time. I think he got busted. I think the FCC finally cracked down on him. You don't hear him no more there, Roger.
Yeah, Mark Sherman. federal penitentiary, probably, right?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of complications to that. People sent him their radios, and he had them for a couple of years. other people have sent him money, big-time money, you know, for one of his radios, and he's never, he ain't got around to mailing them out yet or whatever, so he's got to clear all that up, I guess. He's got to pay all these people back, and the people whose radios he has, repaired or not, have to be sent back to them. He's got to go through all that first, I guess, and then deal with the rest.
Yeah, Dave, I didn't want to go through all that no more, man. I heard enough about that stuff, you know. Go back to your bench. I'm going to go in there and take a nap, man. My throat hurts.
Yeah, all right, man. Well, I hope it gets better. Hope you feel better later. WSOZ 793, back to the bench. Hello, Kurt. WSOZ 793.
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing all right so far. Up on the bench here with this amplifier still, but I'm doing okay, though. How you doing?
Well, not too bad. Heading out to a job interview. See what that happens. Probably not a whole lot, but I do it anyway.
Yeah, it's the only way you're going to find out. Just ask. Go out there and ask. Or something like that, though. But, yeah, I just sitting here, man. I'm chilling and, I don't know, just doing whatever it is I'm doing here and trying to figure a few things out there. Roger.
Yeah, roger that. It's been one of those weeks, too. Been just putzing around trying to get things organized, and I got to rebuild my computer, so just waiting on parts for that. And it's like, God dang it. Don't catch a break anywhere.
Yeah, that's no problem. That's no lie there. But I soldiered through. I can't get upset, and I can't, you know, get frustrated. I'm just not one of them oh well moods. If something goes wrong, it's oh well. Let's see if we can straighten it out and get things going again. But anyway, I'm gonna go ahead and get back on the side. And let my iron warm up and see what's going on here. So I'll catch you in a minute, man. I appreciate the key down. It's good talking to you. It always is. And we'll talk a little bit more later there if you're still around. Give me a holler when you get out of the job interview there. And gap a little bit. By then I'll probably be taking a break. So we'll catch you in a minute.
Roger that. All right, Dave. Yeah, we will catch you on the way back in. Yeah, it's probably going to be about an hour or so on one of these. So this is WSFF330. We're on the side.
All right, Kurt. No problem. I'll have it on, man. Give me a shout. WSFC793, and I'm quiet.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
WSIL 946, monitoring. Copy at FT-902. I'm 7-3, you got it on.
Copy at FT-902. It's a 973. Mr. Days, Sir Days, Sir Days, Sir Days. You got it on?
WSAL 946 monitoring.
WSFP 902.
You well.
WSFD 793 calling.
Sir Dave, Sir Dave, Sir Dave. I just called for you like 5 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. I was out in the kitchen doing some stuff there. I didn't know it had the volume up that high there. What's up?
I'll just see how you're doing, bro. I haven't talked to you in a minute.
No, I'm still alive. I guess that's a good one. Everything's happening. Everything's all right. Just sitting here chilling and watching some Deadliest Catch and, you know, just chilling out there, okay?
Get that Thunder Champ taken apart and get it cleaned up. Is it working? Is it playing? All right.
WSAL 946 in the mix. Hold on, Dave.
Yeah, hang on a second, Ralph. I'm talking split VFO with 902. He's transmitting on Mount Clemens. I'm transmitting on Detroit. I'm running split VFO. That way we can hear each other. I tried to come up with some different ideas to get around having to pull this circuit board out, but every idea I come up with, I get in there, I look, and it's not a good idea. So I have no choice. I looks like I probably have no choice, and I'm gonna have to pull it. Wait till you go to clean the pots on yours. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about, because my chassis and your chassis are the exact same chassis, except you have two more tubes than I do. You go to clean yours, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh. No, I won't, because I'll take mine up to that place on Gratiot up there and drop it off to them and pay them $100 and tell them to clean it. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I don't know if I need to go that far, but it's just, I thought earlier today, I thought, you know, I could just unsolder the ribbon from the board, from the control board, and pull the control board out. And now I'm looking at the ribbon, and, you know, there's like, each ribbon's got like about 9 or 10, you know, solder joints on them, and they're really small, and I don't know, man. Trying to undo them, I could end up making a mess or burning the ribbons up. So it's still down to unhooking the power supply and pulling the whole damn main board out. You know, which is a job. If you could look at it, you'll see what I'm talking about. It's not no little, you know, pop four screws and take the thing out. You got to, like 10 screws holding it down, then you got to try to wheel it through the chassis along with the control board. They did a hell of a job when they put this together.
I didn't think it'd be that hard. I don't know. I just took it into, I can't remember that place. It's that one place where I handed you about 4 or 5 different guitars that are out running around. But they could do a tune-up on it, go through and clean it all up and get in the run right, make sure all the tubes are good and everything. So, I might do that. In fact, this one here, I don't know, this speaker's probably actually pretty good. I know I put a new speaker in my cube. I don't remember what I threw in there. But I was thinking maybe taking that one in and having a tune-up on it, make sure all the tubes are good and to make sure they cleaned it all up. So don't know. Don't know. It's that complicated. I'm not going to mess with it. I'll pay somebody to do it.
Yeah, believe me, it's complicated. You pull that chassis out there, you look, you'll say, oh, nope, I'm going to take it to the place. If the controls on there are not making any noise or scratch or anything, I wouldn't worry about it. If the volume control is scratchy a little bit, just turn the amp off and turn the volume control back and forth about 20 times from end to end. And that'll take care of that for a while. It'll work for a while before it comes scratchy again. I'm just saying, unless you're having problems with mine, like the modeling knob that models the different amplifiers, it's really bad. It's trying to do two at one time and two models at one time and stuff. It's just dirty. And the rest of them are all a little scratchy. But I wonder what it would cost to have somebody do it.
Don't know. But it's not usually that much. And no, I don't have a problem with mine. I don't have no scratchiness. I don't have nothing going on with it. I said when I do need it done, I will have it taken in and have them go through it. I think I had them clean up my Mesa. In fact, I did. I know I did. When I first got that Mesa, it was all scratchy and this and that. And I didn't want to take that one apart because there's a lot of little electronics up in there, and I wasn't going to mess with it. I put it up there and had them go through it. And I think it was like $100 for them to go through and just do some docks. So it wasn't too bad. When it came back, it was actually nice. So.
Yeah, well, when they made this amplifier, damn, I wish they would have put the pots on top. So when you pull the chassis out there, you're looking right at them. You know, they had to mount them on the circuit board and then underneath the circuit board and then put it in there. So you can't get to them without stripping everything out. But other than that, though, set this back down here. I had it up on the table. I'm getting ready to chew a little thinner. I don't know, watch some Deadliest Catch and hang out on here.
All right, roger that. Yeah, like I said, if mine starts having issues with it, I'm just going to take it in and have somebody do it. If you're having that much of a problem with it, I'm not going to dig up in there. I ain't got time to do it anyway, so. But yeah, like I said, I just walked in the door a little while ago. Called you probably about 15 minutes ago. See what was going on. But go ahead and get with, whoever broke in there. And give me a call or hit me up later. I'll be here hanging out. Like I said, I just got me a cup of coffee, smoking me a cigarette, and trying to unwind, catch up on the weather.
Yeah, all right, no problem, man. I'll get back with you. I'm going to just do my chow, watch my feathers catch for a little bit. I'll have it on, though. And in between breaks there, I'll see you down. So I'll talk to you in a few. Sounding pretty good through the repeater, too, on my sub-band in there. We'll catch you in a little bit, Frank. WSSZ 793, and I'm out.
All right, roger that. Yeah, I'll get back with you. WSSZ 902, and I'm out, too.
WSIL 946, monitor. WSIL 946 monitoring. Hey, 793 Dave, you out there? WSIL 946. No copy, 793. WSIL 946, I'm clear. WSIL 946 monitoring the frequency.
WSHR 566 on the air monitoring.
Hey Kevin, how's it going? Ralph here, WSAL 966. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I had today off. I put one of the two Christmas trees that we have, I put that up today, and that's about it. Just relaxing.
Yeah, I got you. I hung a wreath on the door, tried to put up a string of lights. That's about all I can handle here, just to let the neighbors know I'm still festive, you know, a little bit.
Yeah, copy that. When you come over to my house, it looks like Brian is over here, man.
I hope they're all LEDs, because they're going to cost you, electric bill will hit you.
Yeah, most of them are LED. I think I only got two out there that have regular C7 bulbs in them, my inflatables.
Yeah, copy that. Thanksgiving go well? Well, I think we already talked about it. It was a little late for me. My kids, they postponed it back because of the Lions game. They both. Both my girls went to the Lions game on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, copy that. All right, well, I'm saying my dinner's here, so I'm going to cut you loose. Maybe I'll give you a shout here in a little bit. Nice talking to you. Have a good night if I don't talk to you. WSHR 566, Claire Myring.
All right, Kevin. I'll be around. Give me a shout if you want. WSAL 946. I'm clear. WSAL 946 monitoring. Hey, WSAL 946, I've been monitoring, I hear nothing. Can I get a radio check, please?
WSAL 946 from WSAL 896.
I've been loud on the computer. Thank you, sir. WSAL 946. I'm just getting around monitoring. Thank you.
WSAL 896, call for monitoring.
Oh, they make it hard.
What's that, driving?
Nah, there's somebody right over this way that's got some sort of digital burst going on in the output. They're not on the repeater. The knuckleheads in this band just amaze me.
Okay, I understand. WSAL 946.
You gotta be pretty close to me though. They're burying my needle and they're on the output, so you gotta be in this area right here. Anywho, yeah, they're not on the repeater, so.
Not an assisted living home, is it?
Oh, no clue, but it's over here in the Madison Heights area. Somebody's got
some sort of digital burst just going on over and over and over.
On the 467, please proceed. WSIL, 946, let me monitor.
WRYS 363, also monitoring.
Hey, 363, how's it going out there tonight? You're sounding good.
Not too shabby. Just dealing with driving down Southfield Freeway.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're coming in loud and clear. You've got a good antenna on that thing. It's moving.
Been pretty happy with it so far. It's an 11-inch whip.
Yeah, copy that. Like I say, you're sounding great. Sounding great tonight. Good to hear you out here.
You sound very good as well. I don't know what there's a little tiny noise in the background, but I don't know if that's just the repeater doing something. Sounds like a marble in a dish.
Copy that. That's kind of weird. A marble in a dish. It's not dieseling. That's a different kind of swirly sound, you know?
Yeah, I work by an actor's truck yard, so it, to me it doesn't sound like a diesel engine. It sounds like rolling a marble around.
You over by Rotunda?
Nah, I'm almost 8 miles.
Okay. Well, you, I don't know what you're pushing. I'm on 10 watts on my little page set up here to do trying to do some.
I don't remember what mine's set to. I know mine can go up to 40, but I think I'm in the middle.
You're heading north? Excuse me. You're heading north on Southfield, obviously.
Yep, heading back to Strong Heights.
How's the traffic right now? I know it's after 7. Should be clear. Used to drive these routes a couple of years ago.
That's only medium traffic. It's not light by any stretch of the imagination for some reason.
Yeah, I've been retired for about 2 years now. I had Dearborn from Roseville up and down 94, sometimes 696 Southfield down that way, and that's I don't miss that stuff.
Yeah, I work on the near the metro airport area, so long drive for me every day.
Oh yeah, L any way you want to talk, excuse me, any way you want to get there. I copy that. Alright, 363, good talk to you, WSAL 966.
Same here, it's Eric by the way, on this end, WRYS 363, you'll be back to monitoring.
This is WSAB 841 monitoring.
Modulation test, test, test. Modulation test, 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 test. Test, test, 1, 2, test, test, 1, 2. Modulation test, test, test. Modulation test, 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 test.
What exactly is a modulation test?
WSIE 375 monitoring from Clinton Township. WSIE 375 Matt calling WSIE 375 Bimshaw.